This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Heal your home with Helitech.
7:45, time for our chat with Tom Ackerman. And yes, it is nice to have a Redbird Recap that is positive, and it's been a lot of that lately. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Scott. Yeah, they're on fire right now. Just awesome. I mean, how much fun is this? Cardinals have won 7 in a row. They're doing it in entertaining fashion. Their rotation is really blazing the trail here. They are leading the way. Another great job last night. This time, Andre Pallante finishes the job. He couldn't get through 8 innings, but getting them to the 8th is just a great performance. So he took a shutout into the 8th inning, second longest outing of his career. He goes 7 1/3, pitched more than 7 innings for only the second time in his career. And, you know, sometimes that happens in baseball, is you just, the next pitcher carries that fuel. You know, when you have Matthew Liberatore going 7, you have Sonny Gray going 7, you have Eric Fetty going the distance. And Pallante had been struggling to extend into games. He just takes it upon himself, and he had a little more jump to his fastball, I thought, yesterday. He had some really nice location, just it was hitting his spots and did a great job. And Pedro Pajes was his catcher, and the Cardinals' battery took care of business against the Nationals. They win 4-2. They won 7 in a row. They're 2 games out of first in the NL Central, but let's not really look at that right now. This is about over 500. They haven't even played the Cubs yet. This is over 500. They're 2 games over 500. This is about what they're going to be at the trade deadline, long way from then. So the Cardinals just need to keep winning games and then figure out that issue later. Right now, you know, this is all about developing players, developing young players. They're like puppies. They're going to hit the wall every once in a while. They're going to make a mistake every once in a while, but they sure are fun and entertaining, and they're learning as they go. And then some of the big dogs like Arenado and Contreras and Gray and Maton and some of these others are carrying them and showing them the ropes. And they're doing a terrific job. I mean, hats off to Ollie Marmol and his team. And I know that Cardinals fans have stayed away from Busch Stadium, and I would never tell fans what to do, ever. I mean, if they want to spend their days doing something else, then so be it. But I will tell them what they're missing. And what they're missing is a very entertaining product, players who are having a lot of fun. I mean, they're not like, you know, there are no frowns in that clubhouse. Even when they lose, I feel like the team still feels like they're having a good time because they know what this is. This is a chance for young players to be great. And they are. I mean, they are playing really well. Now, they're playing some subpar teams here in the Pirates and the Nationals, right. But let's not forget they took 2 out of 3 against the Mets, the team that I think is the best in all of baseball. So it's been a fun run here for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, the last 4 games, they've given up 3 runs total. That's impressive. And they scored 10 yesterday, or the day before. They scored 5. So they're doing both things pretty well. And the fans will definitely come back, you know, over the summer, especially when things really start, if they keep rolling like this.
Well, maybe. You know, here's what, and I hope they do, but here's what the fans have been upset about. And, you know, it's the fact that they, it's hard to determine sometimes what exactly the fans are upset about and why some didn't renew season tickets, but it's mostly this. They wanted this team to be at a championship level, and they felt like they just weren't doing it soon enough. And so fans got a little fed up with John Mozeliak and the ownership and are protesting until things change. Well, things are changing. You know, Chaim Bloom is already taking over. He is the president of baseball operations starting next year. So things are, the wheels are in motion. I mean, the Cardinals actually recognized this 2 years ago when they hired Chaim Bloom to be a consultant. That was back in late 23. 24, all of last year, he was in the minor leagues working for this team, basically as another set of eyes. And then it wasn't until the end of 24 where they said, okay, officially, we just want to tell you the succession plan is this. He's going to take over for Mo. We all kind of knew that was coming. So Bloom has been in place for a while now, and the wheels have been in motion for a while now to get this team back to being a machine that they used to be. But I understand, it's expensive to go to a game, and if you don't feel like going and that's your reason, then that's okay. But I do think that as the summer goes along and people start to miss the fact that, hey, this team is good. I like going to the games. I think I'm going to go have a good time. In the meantime, while you're listening on KMOX, we appreciate it. You know, throw it on today during Mother's Day festivities. Have it on during your picnic or when you're out in the backyard grilling. You know, baseball is part of who we are here in St. Louis. And those seats will fill up again, you're right. How soon, I don't know. But the day that they do, I mean, it'd be great if it was the day that they all came back for that game against the Tigers, if the Cardinals have a great road trip and the fans are sitting there waiting for them. That would be a nice gesture. But, you know, there's no way to know exactly when those tickets are going to be gobbled up again. It's mostly going to be when the fans feel like the ownership is pointing this team in the right direction and they feel like they're part of it again.
And that Tigers series starts on Monday, May 19th. They'll be on the road, Philadelphia and Kansas City, for the next few.
Yeah, it's a long road trip. Yeah, and you know, the Royals are good. Royals just won six in a row. They just lost yesterday, but they had won six in a row. Cardinals have won seven in a row. So they're tied with the Twins for the longest winning streak in baseball right now. The Phillies obviously are great, so the Cardinals will hop on a bus and go up there after the game today, and they'll go from D.C. to Philly and take on the Phillies this week, and then the Royals, as you mentioned, and then back home to play the Tigers. So it's a long road trip, very long. But, you know, what was our biggest criticism of this team beyond anything else? They can't win on the road. Well, yeah. They came out and stomped the National...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It was in the first game, 10-0. And then yesterday, they're up 4-0, as you mentioned, and then the two runs were given up late. Otherwise, that was another dominant win. Now, today it falls on Miles Michaelis because the rotation's been so great, and Michaelis has been okay. Since getting shelled against the Red Sox, he's been okay. But, you know, he hasn't gone deep into games. I'd be curious to see if Michaelis has a little extra jump in his pitches today and finds a way to get through, let's say, 7 instead of 5. If he could get there, that would be phenomenal. But Michaelis is what he is. He's a strike thrower. He pitches to contact. He hopes for weak contact. The Cardinals hope for weak contact. If they can get it, then their fielders, who are excellent, make the plays, and the Cardinals scoot their way to another victory. And if the Cardinals' offense can get another spark, that'd be terrific. But it's been fun, I'll tell you that. I mean, the entertainment value of this team is very high. They have speed. They have good defense. They are now hitting with power. It's fun, without a doubt.
Well, with 2 seconds to go in the third period, I thought we would be in another playoff series with the Blues. What a heartbreaking loss, and I haven't talked to you since then. And I just want to kind of put a pin in this season because what a run they had up until the last 2 seconds of that game.
Listen, man, I'm still not over it. I probably never will fully get over it, just like I'm not over Steve Yzerman scoring in double overtime back in 96, even though the Blues have won a Stanley Cup since then. Just like I'm not over Tyus Edney going the length of the floor against Missouri that was 94. So 2 years before that, going the length of the floor to the number one seed that ended up winning the national championship. Then Mizzou had them on the ropes and was ready to pull off an epic victory. That would have been epic for the Blues, you know, to beat the number one team, the President's Trophy winner, and they're 2 seconds away from doing so. You never really get over it, but that's sports. Just like you don't get over the fact that they won the cup. You know, the sports are filled with highs and lows, and the more games that you play, the more games that you watch and experience, you realize that it's filled with the ups and downs. That's why we watch. The payoff of winning a championship is that it feels so good to be the last team standing because it's so hard to win because so many things can go against you. And the Blues had those things go against them in Game 7. They did not play well in the third period. Winnipeg was really tilting the ice on them, and then in that 6-on-5 where the Blues are not good, Winnipeg took advantage, and the Blues have got to figure out how to fix that 6-on-5 situation. They need to probably add a defenseman. They need to add a second two-way center behind Robert Thomas. We'll talk to Doug Armstrong about all this. He's not going to telegraph what he's going to do, but he may give us an indication of what this offseason will look like. The Blues aren't off the hook necessarily. I mean, they had to be better to win that series, and it hurts, man. It hurts. But look, you are a Buffalo fan. You know what hurt is about. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to tell you. I grew up a Mizzou fan. I lived through a lot of tough moments. Fifth down game against Colorado, Tyus Edney. I mean, you just add them one after the other. Heck, as an Indiana fan, I've had a lot to deal with too. No championships for the basketball team that's one of the best. It's sports are very, very tough sometimes, but they're also amazing a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that we have to deal with. I do think it's the worst loss the Blues have ever had. And I feel like it's the equivalent of what the Blues did to the Flames in 86 in the Monday Night Miracle, where they had an unbelievable, stunning comeback and winning a game against the Flames, Doug Wickenheiser, the Monday Night Miracle. That was the Sunday Night Miracle for the Winnipeg Jets. It was a very, very difficult one to take.
It was, but it seems like they got the coach and the front office, and hopefully next season should be a good one.
I think it will be, but you know they're going to have to show that they can do it for 6 months. They did it for two, and they were great. They were great, but great teams find a way and do it for six, and it would be nice for the Blues to get back to being one of the better teams in the Western Conference rather than a team that we're all wondering at the trade deadline if they buy or sell, that we wonder in March if they can make it. Wouldn't it be nice to know that the Blues are in the playoffs and where are they going to be seated rather than are they going to be the eighth team in? So that's the big thing. And then, you know, just finally, when a lot of people were trying to be positive to me, and they were kind of surprised because I am Mr. Positive and optimistic when it comes to sports, but I just brushed off any talk about the future for several days. Yeah. I was just like, just let me wallow in my misery for a little bit because that was horrible. It was really, really tough.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vegas won a game last night with 0.4 on the clock.
I saw that.
You know, I mean, it happens almost every night now in the NHL.
The NHL playoffs are nuts. What do you have coming up on sports on a Sunday morning?
It's going to be a really good show. We're stacked with guests today. Just the quick lineup. Bernie Miklas at 10:15. Joseph Newgarden, back-to-back Indy 500 winner at 10:30. He'll be running here in St. Louis on Father's Day at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Doug Armstrong of the Blues at 10:45. Christy Knoyer, SLU softball. They are in the NCAA tournament for the first time. They won, beating Fordham, won the A-10 tournament. She's with us at 11:05. Lutz Van and Steel at 11:15. City on an 8-game winless streak. Mm. And John Mozeliak at 11:25.
Tom Ackerman, sports on a Sunday morning, coming up in a couple of hours. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Total Information AM Sunday coming up in the next hour. I'll have three good things, some Mother's Day stories to share with you. And I turned over Roaming St. Louis this week to my man, Stu McMillan, and he went to the Arnold Farmers Market. So we'll hear all about that trip coming up at 8:20. Stay tuned.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.